Honourable members, welcome to the meeting. I'm sure the members will recall that in the last meeting we did appoint our subcommittee that will assist in leading to the appointment of the Public Service Commissioner. And as part of what we will be doing today, as outlined by the agenda, we are going to be focusing on shortlisting. So that's a short list of candidates for the nomination of the National Public Service Commission. Do you have a list so that we just revise part of the list of the members that had been appointed last time? We had four from the African National Congress, that is Mr. Gwabaza, Honorable Gwabaza, and then Honorable Chwete, and then Honorable Rasol, and myself. From the oppositions, we definitely had confirmed two names. The first name was Honorable Dreyer, and the other name was Honorable Odendal. I can't see Honorable Odendal, but he's part of the subcommittee. So part of what we are going to be focusing on, we did, through the secretary of the committee, have the CVs, the applicants, and the applications had been flowing in up till very late on Friday afternoon. So all of us have went through the applications, but that is up to us to discuss whether we are satisfied that we have exhausted that process and how would we like to proceed with that. But definitely the old ones, the secretary did sort of send them to the offices as it was promised in the past meeting. So we did particularly the ones that were, because we were not requesting the applicants to reapply. Those that did apply, their applications were considered. Were only, they would take only new applications, which then now we've got a figure of 540 applicants that has came in and 40. We've got three positions that are vacant. Among those positions, we also the chairperson, the chairperson of the Public Service Commission, the deputy. It's amongst those who are currently do not have. But we are definitely going to appoint only three out of that. This 540, we need to make a careful selection of only three. And of course, now most of us have been orientated with this public service, with this committee on public service and administration. And we now have, we know the scope and the length of the committee. We've even dealt with budgets. We've got some presentations from various institutions. We are now familiar with what is required. So we can all confirm it's an institution on its own. It's real huge. So as a matter of fact, when we go and deal with this task, it really needs us to, to deal with this task soberly and with, considering that we are going to get the caliber of people that are going to assist us in this huge task, because, if it's the department and us as parliament, without the commission we're not complete. So we want to close that gap, and I believe that the members that are here are going to do all what is required to do this, to actually do the correct appointment. So now I just need to be guided from the side of the honourable members themselves, that since we did get the old applications, we've gone through them. I know there will be new ones. Have we managed to exhaust that process? And if we have not, then let the honourable members suggest that how can we proceed. I did definitely finish from my side. Though, of course, but I actually managed to go through that. And then I've been going through the applications even as early as today. So can I get guidance from the members that are doing the shortlisting? I know that there are also other members of the committee who are here, and we welcome them. They will be here as observers in this process. And also not only ordinary observers, observers with interest, because they want to see the committee doing the right thing. Honourable members, thank you. Honorable, Honorable Dreyer.
Madam Chair, yes, thank you. I agree wholeheartedly with your introductory remarks. It's a mammoth task lying ahead of us, and I think there's a very huge responsibility on our shoulders, and I think we're all very aware of that. We've got to elect three people out of 540 applications. That's a very big, very, very big job. Now, my problem is initially, I think at the previous stage, there was 310, the first count, or the first bunch of it was 310. And we had a meeting just after, or just before that, and I said we could go through all of that. It's huge, but we want to go through all of that ourselves. But since then, new, more and more and more, further bunches of of applications have arrived. And now you say there are 540. In fact, this morning when I arrived, I received the last, you know, stack in my pigeonhole. So I'm not sure of all the others, but certainly I must confess I have not gone through all of them. It's just an impossible task. So what I want to say is I think maybe we need more to we need to structure the process, and we need more assistance in dealing with it, giving justice to this whole process. And I think we might rely on our committee researchers to assist us with this task. I have proposals, specific proposals to make, but maybe we should hear what other committee members have to say at this.
Thank you, Honourable Dreyer. Committee members, any other input around this matter?
Thank you, Chairperson. I understand that it's a very big task and that it has to be done, but I don't think that we should. We need more clarity on what exactly the Honourable Member was suggesting when they said that our researchers should assist us with this process. If it's only to find out whether or not these applicants have got the qualifications or meet the requirements, then perhaps that's fine, and then they can just give you these people didn't meet the requirements. But we must be very cautious. This committee has to be selected, or these people have to be selected by this committee and this committee alone, not by external administrative staff, because they're not elected. So this committee has to make sure they're doing the selection. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable
Bikani.
Please, Bikani.
Chairperson, I was just going to suggest that I should think that there's a criteria set out as to what candidates would qualify. So I think that would be the first step of minimizing the numbers. So if you could please be made aware of the criteria so that we can have strategies or plans to perhaps cut down on the numbers, then the process can go faster. And if there can also be a time frame allocated as to when this application should be completed. The selection that is.
I must agree with both previous speakers. Ultimately, it's us as a committee, our responsibility, and we must take that full responsibility. We're going to need guidance in terms of what we're looking at when we're going through more than 500 applications. We need guidance in terms of what we're looking at. So criteria for the commissioners and the last speaker, I think we must draw up for ourselves. We must obviously look at what is stated in the advertisement. But I also want to ask, maybe we should get some guidance from the outgoing chairperson of the Public Service Commission, and maybe guidelines from him, Professor Chinwetsi, about what are the requirements of a good public service commissioner, so that we, you know, we have a better idea when we go through this of what we actually looking at, what are the minimum criteria, and what are we actually looking at.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree with what Comrade Kigani and Comrade Williams are saying. I think that it would be correct, Chairperson, for us to ask the researcher to look at the advert and look at the Public Service Commission Act, and draw kind of criteria guidelines, which would then help us, you know, focus and be able to select the most, what we would consider to be the most qualifying person in terms of the asset, in terms of the public service act, and so on. Of course, also probably we would also be guided by questions of gender, race, and so on. But it would be correct of us to ask the researcher to do that kind of thing, and then move from there.
Honourable, I think in summary, then we all agree that because the task was too huge, we couldn't finish. So we do need a bit of time. Hi, and welcome, Honourable Chwete and Honourable Odenda. We were just discussing about the process, and part of what we're actually saying is that we have seen the past adverts. You know, I mean, the CVs that have been put in, and we have a new pile that has came in, which therefore means that we cannot by now come and be conclusive and say these are the names that we actually have. But part of we're going further by actually saying what are we going to look into. I must indicate that the secretariat, you know, the researcher together with the secretary did circulate also the public service documents that we can refer to in terms of doing that. I take it that that should be part of the guidelines. It actually confirms what Honorable Gawaza is actually saying. So we do definitely, if we can go according to that, that will definitely guide us in terms of the kind of caliber of a person that you're looking for. Also, I think they've even gone further to sort of produce even a document, I don't know whether it's distributed, I do have it, which actually identify the criteria of how can we go about. Part of it, I would request the honorable members to really go back, look into this, to take it where it's necessary. But in I just looked at it, I think it does provide some basics, but we, like we said, the task lies on us as members. So if there are other areas that we really want to strengthen, it's up to us how to do that. But at this point in time, can we refer the honourable members particularly to our guiding documents that actually states particularly the task, then the kind of person would come. And of course there are some of the members who have sent sorry, what they've looked into in terms of when they were shortlisted. And I think if maybe most of us can follow that kind of a criteria, it makes it easy. For an example, you identify the name of a candidate, and then you're able to actually identify the province, which actually, you know, would actually look into in terms of the geographic, you know, spread, how we captured everything. They also take the issue of age, the gender, and then they also briefly put the qualification of a candidate. So in my opinion, I would actually think that if all of us put it that way, collate it in that manner, come back and say these are the names, do we confirm, and then what we then have to agree on now. I think seeing that we do have such a huge number, 540, we then need to agree how many people are going to interview. We have already reiterated the fact that it's only 3 people that we require. And we definitely have to agree how many, how much are we going to actually shortlist, you know, so that it guides us even when we put up names. We don't go too wild, but we actually look at it and limit it to a particular number so that we can zero in our work with ease. Honorable Claire and Honorable Odenar.
Madam Chair, yes, thank you for that. I just want to take us one step back. We have received a list of nominations of candidates at a particular point in time. It's not at that stage, it was 311. Now, obviously, there are now more. Yeah, so this list is now no longer complete. But then at that stage, I think we also received a preliminary commissioner shortlist, which I take it would have been drawn up by the committee researcher. Okay, based on certain criteria. Now, this is also no longer up to date because so many new ones have arrived since then. But what I've done, I've taken the liberty, I've actually got to assist the committee, I've got a print out here of a number of examples, I must stress it's examples of summaries of a similar exercise that's been done in the military, in fact. That was applications for appointing researchers at the Center for Military Studies 2005-2006, and they went through the same process where they were inundated with applicants, and they could only appoint a number, a very limited number of people, and then they had also administrative assistance of a person who went through all the applications and they summarized it. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, I will, with your permission, hand it out, and it's, I think maybe we can look at it. We're obviously not bound by this. It's just as an example of a process that has been followed somewhere else and that could be useful. Thank you. And that's what I want to suggest, that we don't necessarily follow this example but look at it as a guideline, but we're going to need the assistance from the researcher to do something like this for us as a committee, so that we can then shortlist from a summary of all the CVs, all 541 CVs. Thank you.
Yeah, Honorable Orinda.
Thank you for your indulgence. I believe the number of CVs, given the process that we're taking, is fairly archaic, you know, in terms of having to, they are, you know, we're in the 21st century, and I'm deeply concerned that the amount of time it's taking to get through the CVs, even if you have a team working with you, it's, you know, there are many other ways to do this, and I would think that in Parliament at some stage we need to look at ways to speed up these types of processes, because the man hours that are being spent right now are simply enormous. But having said that, I too asked at the bottom of my report for additional time, because I believe that given the fact that people have taken the time to put CVs together, you know, and perhaps many of them had updated their CVs recently, that we should at least give quality time to ensure that we have the right candidates. Additionally, I was a bit concerned going through the 541 that there is a bit of a lack of a gender bias. There's not enough females in the pack. So given many of our challenges, and I know from Coke's perspective that we would look at gender balance, and I'm sure you would too, Madam Chair, that there is a lack of women in the pack. I have four that I believe we can look at seriously, but I think going forward, perhaps we need to give this a bit more time. Thank you.
Sorry, Honourable Orinda, what does that give more time mean in terms of shortlisting?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's, you know, we just haven't had enough time. And then maybe additionally, if there are not enough women recognised in their pack, perhaps one should go out to the general public again. Thank you.
Okay, but what I've just noted, you said you've already noted four, and we talk of only three candidates that we need for the shortlist. Nonetheless, also we need to be conscious of the fact that we did advertise, and we also re-advertised, so we have actually done two processes for now. And also the consideration that will be now operating with 18 commissioners now, as it stands. So also perhaps it lies in us when we work out there as various parties, how do we mobilize and organize people and encourage them to take up. Of course, there will be times of headhunting, but in our case, I think we've done much to open up the advert. And at this point, I won't look into the issue of headhunting as yet. Honorable Chair, your hand followed by.
No, Chair, mine is not on this point. Maybe I should allow others to finish, then I will come later.
Okay, can you go on another member?
Chairperson, I was going to request that with the previous committee, possibly they also had a particular criteria set out for a situation like this. How possible is it for us to get such a document as soon as possible? Then we can also perhaps put it together with this that we've just received to see what best strategies can we then use.
Okay, so just learning from what had happened and just comparing processes. I think I believe it's acceptable. Do we all agree? Because perhaps there were some interviews also in the past Definitely, and then we just compare. Yeah.
Madam Chair, yes, I'm interested in a comment made by Member Orendals. He talked about, you know, we're in the 21st century. This is very time consuming. If you look at the number of man hours, if all of us go through 540 applications, but she didn't but elaborate on that point. I actually want to ask her through you, Madam Chair, if she could maybe just explain to us or give an example of what she has in mind. I'm interested. I think if there are better solutions of how to speed it up or to make our job easier, I'd be very glad to listen to that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the challenge that I foresee, given the amount of CVs that Parliament receives in a year, that it would be advisable for Parliament to start looking at some sort of software capability to actually, you know, take down the man hours that are being spent here, because the man hours that are, and woman hours, it's not a, people hours that are being spent going through these CVs is just ludicrous. And there really is, you know, software in the market that we could use in Parliament, whether it's a group or individual parties, to actually alleviate some of these. So I'd be happy to give some guidance on that, but I think it should, you know, it should be done out of here. Because to do this every year or every 5 years or every, and it's not just this committee. There are many committees in Parliament doing exactly the same thing, where you just put in the criteria and then it actually pulls out the right criteria out of the CVs in terms of that. Unfortunately, you can't get away from interviewing people because that's when you can really see, you know, the tenor of that individual. But I think just in terms of getting through this paperwork, really, I would have thought that in Parliament we would have moved away from producing so much paper and not using a more integrated system, given the approach government is taking going forward. Thank you, Chairperson. I will advise Honourable Dreyer further on how we can do this better, and yourself if you'd like.
Okay, before Honourable Dreyer, I think when we talk about the improving the system, that's a discussion that will continue, as Kerry. Perhaps by the end of this interview, we need to make a report that we submit, that, you know, we have, you know, make some comments around that. If we think there's something that can be improved, we can. But also recalling that earlier on, we reminded that there are some of the tasks that we have to do it ourselves, like Honorable Orendal is indicating that you can run away from sort of interviewing, you know, and engaging with a person. So we will do those kind of comments where we think there can be improvement, which we will submit to the legislative secretary for legislature. Of course, that is a discussion that will be continuous. Honourable Chet.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start by apologizing. I went to a wrong venue. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want to raise the issue, though it's late, that it's too late now to raise it. But I think in Shusha, that when we advertise, we should at least talk about the level of qualification to guard against people that are, even if they don't qualify, they apply, because everybody is looking for a job. So if we don't state in the advert the level of qualification, it will make people apply even if they don't qualify. You'll find that out of that 500, maybe 100, only 100 that qualify. But because on the advert it was not stated that at the level of, exactly, minimum level. So maybe next time we should check that. Now, I want to go back to what you said, Chair, that we need to agree on the number, let alone on the numbers of CVs that we received. But here in this committee, we need to agree on how many people are we looking at to interview. Because I maybe let me motivate what I'm supposed to say. I want to say that if we are looking for three people, maybe Urazia could assist us with giving us the commissioners that we have presently, because it will also guide us to know, so that we don't end up having people from one province. Mm-hmm. What do we have now? How many people do we have, and where do they come from? How many females and how many males? So that we work on that note, that presently we have this much of females and this much
this much of maize. That will also assist us when we shortlist. Lastly, Chair, the number of people that we want to shortlist, we should make sure that we don't bring for interview many people, because we raise hopes for nothing. If you're looking for three people, we need to agree now that how many people are we bringing for interview. Let's say if we say 12, mm-hmm. 12 people at the end of the day. I'm making an example. That might be too much or less. Mm-hmm. And so that if we say out of one, we'll interview four, so that we get the three that we want. So I want to support you, Chair, by saying let us agree on the number of people that you want to bring for the interview. And also agree on the date. I came late, maybe you've already said so, Chair. Date of when do we want to interview. Thank you.
Yeah. But it therefore, you are actually adding in the quality of, you know, improving these advertisements, interviews. You know, what, yes, I agree with you. If we had qualifications also, it does put us somewhere. And maybe let's, moving forward, then let's agree then, you know, because we did open the issue of the number of people that you want out of the 541. We definitely have to agree. And in my opinion, you know, based on the issue of, you know, there has been the issue of this financial crisis also impacting on us. It won't be correct for us to have a huge number of people that are only calling to pick up three. Perhaps we need to really narrow it. It shouldn't be, out such as that, maybe it shouldn't be two figures, like 10, 11. Mm-hmm. You know? Maybe we go around nine the highest. Something like that, but only let's find out what is the number where honourable members are comfortable that let's have so many. It can be two less as well, you know, so that we can have a choice. You know, we're going to shortlist, so when we shortlist, perhaps we also have to consider that number. We'll find that some of us have got one person who's shortlisted. You know, the wish therefore means that person will be called for interview. We find that three of them already, you know, we think they should be interview, then we can agree on the rest as a subcommittee responsible for that. Can I just get a proposal of a number? Yes or no?
Actually, I'm just an observer.
Yes.
I'm not in the subcommittee, yes. But I was just wondering, as far as the people that will be invited for an interview concerns the number. Sometimes you go through the application and you immediately see the here is six excellent applications, and then you feel free. I mean, you feel that only those six. But now, if you've got a set number of people you've got to invite for, no, I don't think it makes any sense. If you go through the applications and you see these six or these eight, shouldn't you decide that then you'll stick to six or to eight? But I mean, only to make you know, to decide beforehand that you invite nine, and then you get nine. It doesn't really make sense. Yeah. No, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Jefferson. Then I think perhaps what should happen is that you should have nine, maximum of nine, because one of the committee might come with one name or three names shortlisted. Just say a maximum of nine, and then it's not up to them to fill those places up if they can't find anybody else. No.
I'm saying this because I was in the panel before of the same public service and administration. Yes. before the date of interview, we need to meet to agree on the names that we found us as this panel. And you will be that day. It might take the whole day. It was not easy. Comrades will tell you that Mrs. Ordinal will have her, and I will have mine, and the other one. And we put those names
there on the flip chart. Mm. And then we look at all those things and look at their CVs again. Mm. And then try to minimize up to 9. Mm. We don't say now that we'll be looking for 9. But we can only take that decision after we've met and agree upon those names. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So it will then say after that we agree on this number. Yes, thanks.
Okay.
Chairperson, I'd like to second that proposal. I think it's a fair mechanism, and then we have to be seen to be fair in Parliament. So I think that's a very good proposal. Thank you.
Madam Chair, yes, I agree with that. No problem with that proposal. I'm kind of laughing. We've got, that's the kind of a step in the future, but we're still right here in the beginning. So we've got to, before we get to looking through 9 or however many there will be that we might want to interview, we've got to thin it out from 540 to a more manageable number that we can discuss and compare the different names and draw up a short list of 9 for interviewing. How do we get from 540 to a more manageable number that we can discuss one by one and compare with each other to draw up the short list for interviewing, whether it's 9 or less? And we haven't kind of agreed on that one yet, and I think that's where we're going to need assistance to, from 540 to draw up a long short list, which we can then shortlist out of that one again. So it's the filtering down process. And I still think we need administrative help from 540 to something more manageable for us as a committee. Obviously, us as a committee can't deal with 540 names. Yes. It's not manageable for us as a committee. It's simply too many. So I want us to ask the researcher to go through that and make it, if we agree on the minimum standard, just to use an example, say, we think that you at least need a degree, university degree of some sort. Then we go through the applications and we might find half the people kind of saw a different job opportunity. They applied not realizing what the actual qualifications are. Maybe they've got standard 8 or standard 10, but they don't have a degree. We can immediately throw those ones out. And then we can minimize it or reduce the number from 540 to maybe something more manageable, then we know at least these people have certain minimum qualifications. If it's a degree that we agree on or whatever, then at least we know they all have those minimum requirements. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thanks, Chairperson. I don't think it's our job to change the requirements. Because of the fact that the advert has already been put out and now we come up with our own requirements above that advert, I think the way forward is, as members of the committee, we must just sit down with the 540 applications and go through there until we come up with 9 names or 10 names or whatever. When we come to that big meeting of everybody to then take those shortlisting, then that's the real process where it happens. So basically we can't rely on the administration to do our work for us. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, I think my understanding to the you are sorry. Prayer. My understanding, I think it's going to help us. You know, where this thing started, it was done by the department before, and then the portfolio committee complained to say no way. Because we said there was myth and sort of not trusting the department. That kind of exercise was done by the department before, of checking who is not qualifying.
The department or the
No, the department. The department. And then as the portfolio committee, we said, no, bring all of them to the portfolio committee. That's why we have about 500 CVs. That was before done by the department. Department was actually taking out all the unnecessary exercise, that is people, petrol attendants, applying for to be the commissioner. They will take out all those. Then we said, now we'll start with this. And then what we need to do, my understanding to what you're saying, that out of the 500, let us agree that all those that do not have, I want to make an example, money, skills, Because when you are a commissioner, you must have, you know, managerial skills. Exactly. Exactly. So that kind of guideline will assist us. But we have no other way. We have to go through those 500. It is our baby. Because whom are we taking out and whom are we not going? I think now my belief is that we can when we go there agree on at least when we go there we must have about not that nine. We have 15 or 20, and bring those together. But we will be stuck with that 500. It's your own baby. We must go through all those. And because we wanted it, even before the chairperson came, she was not part of it. It was agreed by the previous portfolio committee that no ways, we don't trust the department. Those CVs must all come here. So it's our baby. Thank you.
Before I come to you, Honorable Bikani, maybe I just need to draw the committee to the attention of part of our requirements in terms of the constitution, which I think is important for us to look into, especially when we talk about this matter, which says that is chapter 10, clause number 10, a commissioner is appointed for a term of 5 years, which is renewable for one additional term only, and must be a woman or a man who is a South African citizen and a fit and proper person with knowledge or experience in administration, management, or the provision of the public services. So perhaps I think even the advert was going along this direction. That's why it therefore went the same way as it went. So based on this, I go back to what Honorable Chweta said, that then it means we'll just look into that, what maybe or some of them knew that we are fit as South African women and so on and so on. And then they made this application. It's up to us then to sip the net and get the best out of what we have. Honorable. Well, Honorable Members, I think now, you know, it's zeroed in. We cannot say nine, we cannot say seven, we cannot say six, but we'll be guided by developments as we're moving forward. But we all know that we don't want a huge number. But at the same time, it must be informed by actually the openness, you know, and the transparency in terms of working with it. So we are allowing the members some space to actually go and further look into this matter. The other issue that the Honorable Member raises is the time frames. You know, because we still have to move with speed, but we realize that it won't help us to run after the sittings of the houses. You know, because we might shortcut some other important things. We therefore had to do the proper thing. And maybe what one can indicate is that there will be acting process in the main that will allow us to do the work quite thoroughly. But we're not going to be, you know, in the past days, if you looked into how we wanted to sort of saturated in the program, it's because we are looking into or going for research and so on, but we also realize that it won't really work well. It won't allow us to an open, fair process, but it will be a speedy process where we pick up candidates. Maybe, you know, we even brush over disagreements. We don't want that. So we just wanted to deal with this quite soberly so that in future, even if we are confronted as this committee, we're able to stand up to whatever we have picked up. Then that is why then we're going to open it up a bit. There will be circulation of dates, but we need to conclude the shortlisting. We need to conclude the interview. So those are the two things that we need to do and leave it, you know, up to Parliament and for the rest of the other processes. We do have our task at hand, and I know that we only have Friday where the committee had to sit, but already there were some commitments that were there for Friday. We can talk about it. Perhaps we can do 50% of the commitment of the committee work and 50% of this work of shortlisting if the members, particularly those who are in the shortlist, those who are in the subcommittee, accept that you can do that. They think by Friday, no? we'll be fine in terms of shortlisting, which I believe we might. You know, because we have done these other parties, the new ones.
on Friday, there was an intention from the side of the committee to have PCTA to come and do a presentation for us. And why particularly the PCTA? In the light of the spread of the departments, we know there are new emerging departments. For example, we have the Department of Higher Education, where CETAs are going to be in that department. And it is important for us as a committee to get in aligned and know we have met many of our stakeholders. PCTA is one of those that we haven't met. While those processes take place, we need to be informed better and know in terms of how the PCTA is taking the processes up through a presentation and interaction as we did with other stakeholders of the department. So we intended to have the PCTA, which we still think it's all the arrangements had been done, confirmations are there, which we can then say maybe let's spread it into two if the members think that they'll be ready with the shortlisting processes, with the names. Can I find out maybe what's the opinion from the members?
I'm not sure exactly what you propose. What should be done by Friday?
Friday we have our normal the committee schedule. You know, so meaning that our committee will be engaged in some activities, and the issue that we had as within our program was the PCTA presentation. We don't have much more than that. So I thought maybe we can spread our time into two. Take the PCTA and take the shortlisting if we are ready. Yes, of that same number. Only if we think we'll be ready. If we're not, then we can look into another date.
I want to propose Monday. Reason is that we have the whole weekend to look at the CVs. Because if we say Friday, this Friday, I'm sure now I have a bereavement. I will be bearing on Saturday. So I'm leaving tomorrow. It was not going to stop because of me. But just to give ourselves enough time to look at the CVs. And I want to propose Monday, it should be the whole day. If we start at 9, if it's fair for other people, we are there the whole day. After finishing shortlisting, we agree on the names that need to be given to Razia to telephone those people and to come for interview. So we should put a day, one day, to finish the job. Otherwise, we cannot you know, delay the process because the work in the department, they want to have this as soon as possible. Thank you. Therefore, I propose Monday, Chair, if it's okay for other people.
I know Monday is
Monday is a
constituency day for us, mm-hmm. But we were going to ask if we could from the chief
okay.
For permission.
Okay, on my side, Chair, Monday is already badly committed in terms of the other task of the organization. So I don't know. I'm sure maybe other members, I can see Honorable Dreyer is shaking their head as well. And Odendal. Okay, so meaning that Monday is Honorable Kawas?
I just wanted to check the date on which these three candidates are supposed to assume duty. That might inform us.
Okay.
How we are going to reach that date. But, yeah, Monday is a bit of a difficult day. Yeah,
okay.
And of course, Chair, I suppose this committee, now that it has appointed a selection committee, it will have to trust that selection committee and mandate it to move with the work. So that we can meet, even if we meet at your in your office, if we don't have a venue at a particular point during you know and have a working lunch, if we have to, depending on what time frames do we have to complete this work.
Okay. I'm actually a bit confused because I have a short list of 15. You know, and I brought it down from 25, and I was under the impression that the timelines, that you gave us last week were that today we had to already submit a shortlist. Now, I gave up my weekend to go through the those CVs because I believe that the appointment of the commissioners is key, you know, for us to move forward. So I think, you know, that there must be some commitment in this committee to actually, in the selection part of the committee, to actually get through those CVs. And even the CVs that the Riser put in my pigeonhole yesterday, I went through them to all hours of the morning. So I think, you know, I would like another opportunity to go back to the shortlist and maybe the 25 and relook at them. But I think, you know, there has to be a commitment from this committee to actually get this finished because of the imperatives that are waiting on the sidelines for us to appoint commissioners. So I'd like to see some additional commitment in getting through these, even if you have to split them up between whoever else is in this room, you know, to help get through them. But I think there was only one of me doing that, and I got through them. So I don't understand this.
No, we actually, in the beginning, we did indicate some of us did finish, you know, and we've gone through those CVs until this morning, like you did, yes. But of course, we need to sort of accommodate everyone, you know, because we know that the closing date was just Friday, and, you know, members might have other commitments, so we cannot just move on like that. That is why also, in fact, even the dates, if members remember, they were very tight. But we had to be realistic again. So, but while we're realistic, we must take your fact on board that it shouldn't be too open, that then we can take all the time. I'm sure we still need that commitment to do that work and finalize it. So as a matter of fact, I still believe that we need to really look into a nearer date for shortlisting, yes, allowing time for this period to go through, but it shouldn't be too long. And then it should be followed by interviews where we give administration time to call those people and they're here. And maybe that will be the time that we need to actually open up and, you know, because we can't say people must come next week. We definitely have to give them some time so that they can prepare or ask for leaves wherever they work and so on. Okay.
Just for information, Madam Chair, when does the term expire for the commissioners?
Already, we at the moment we're going to get we don't have, I do not have a list with me, but I know that there's no vacuum that is allowed for commissioners. So as a matter of fact, the president's office had to be engaged, and it was engaged by last week. There is a name of people who are acting now, which I do not necessarily have at this point in time, you know, because we just started, and then you know. Yes, so it has already lapsed, yes. So we are now operating on the acting commissioners, you know, because of closing that vacuum. And, you know, even we cannot, you know, allow the acting to proceed for too long. We know what it does, it creates expectations and so on. So we can't prolong it. It's now depending on us. The whole pressure is on the committee itself to ensure that we finalize the process and put, because we were actually requested not to really prolong it, you know, so that we leave the expectation to grow over and over. Yeah. So we need to really close the process as much. We need to have reasonable time to close it.
Madam Chair, just a further point of information, the acting commissioners now appointed by the state president, are those the commissioners who were serving and whose terms have expired, who now agree to stay on a little bit longer until the new ones, or are the acting commissioners new ones that came from somewhere else?
No, definitely it's not new ones. It's within. I'm not sure if they picked up or outgoing based on the constitution and the lapsing of the time, because the constitution is very strict on that. I doubt if that's the situation. I'm sure they're among the existing ones, and I'll avail the list as soon as it's there. You know, because I'm sure the announcement was supposed to have been done, will be done, you know, because it's something that happened last Friday, and then we haven't got feedback. But I know that I was informed that now this list is going to be sent to us. Honorable Ken?
Thank you, Chair. I want to say, if people are ready for Friday, this can be done, and we can replace, because I'm also part of panel. But what we need to be careful of is that once we start this process, I don't mind having an observer now, but once we start this process of shortlisting, we don't need observers, because we need to guard against confidentiality, because we're going to discuss serious problems. Once we shortlist, that's what I'm trying to say, once we have that panel, it should be that members of the panel. We should stick to them. We don't change faces. Once you start Odendal to be, Honorable Odendal to be in the panel of COPE, you cannot say tomorrow I won't be available, somebody will represent me. It's not done, so that we know the kind of confidentiality of trying to leak issues that we discuss within the. I don't mind now having the advisors, because you are assisting. But once we close the chapter of having those nine people, if you say nine, it should be asked. What I mean, on Friday it will be the kind of shortlisting. I'll be, you know, binded by the decision of that committee, even if I am not on Friday. I don't want to people not to meet because I won't be there. So, but the second part is, Honorable Odendal has the shortlist. We want to say we should photocopy that and give all of us the shortlisting of Mrs. Odendal, so that we go through the names, also the other shortlist that we have, this one. We photocopy it, we photocopy the Mrs. Odendal's shortlist, and then we go through all the names that are shortlisted, because it is a guide. It means she has seen that those people do qualify. So definitely, if we're looking for three people, we have to make sure that out of 100 people that we'll find, we've got to come up with three people out of those. So what I mean is that if we could get this, all of us, and then get all their CVs, go through them, and then also with this one that we have, go all through all this, and I think, Mrs. Odendal, it will really assist if you tell us the occupation of this. Because to say, it will, you know, give us the guide, to say, Pemtrete, so-and-so, without giving us the clue that these people have this qualification, that is why I shortlisted them, because you've got to convince us why you shortlisted those people. So I think, just take it back, put the qualifications, because it's going to make easy for us. Yes, that's the only thing that I wanted to raise, Chair. I wanted to make that request, Chair.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, we did talk to them that we'd need to have the name, the province, the gender, the age, and then also the race, and then qualifications, so that we look into various aspects. So I'm sure, yeah, that won't be an exception. But can I also request that maybe it be limited to the subcommittee only? Honorable Clare?
Madam Chair, yes, a few issues. The shortlist by Member Oendal, I'm sure it will be helpful. Any shortlist produced by anybody would be helpful. But we have received the shortlist. I don't know who did it. I made a presumption that it was maybe from the researcher, our committee researcher. But that was earlier on. We received it before we received all these CVs. So this one, we cannot now use this one anymore. It wouldn't be acceptable, because it's not based on all the CVs. We've got, if this research is going to help us, and that's what I pleaded for, but it should be based on all 541 applications, not just on half of them, because the others haven't been looked at. So, you know.
Okay, maybe can I
indicate? It would be useful. Okay. And I'm not finished, Madam Chair. Listen, another point in terms of the member, they refer to a member who's not on the ad hoc committee, that should be allowed today but not further on. You know, we are a committee elected by the full committee, the portfolio committee, and they've got to trust us. We're doing a very important job, and so we're going to go back to them, and they will have to hopefully accept our recommendations. So we can't say they're not welcome here. They have to be. They're actually part of the process. We delegated by them. And to observe what we're doing, we can't say that we should be excluded. I think any member of the portfolio committee should be welcome to sit in and watch, and that would make them feel more comfortable accepting our positions. But if we are going to exclude certain members of the committee
the full portfolio committee, but not members of the ad hoc committee, then we should go further, and then we must be very strict, because there's also a researcher from a political party here present observing. Then I would also question that immediately.
Yeah, but also I think when we go to the, I want to, unless this members have really an opposing view, when we then start with the process, we definitely have to be ourselves, you know, in a true sense of being ourselves. So we will, I really don't agree that it becomes open. Well, sometimes others, you know, there are members of the committee for the interest, they'll be tempted to want to say something. Besides that also, you know, now we are, it's no longer us, you know, that we need that space, you know, so that as the people are mandated to do that task, let's do it. If we have failed, let it be us. But, you know, if it's too open, what Honorable Chester says, it's quite true. Sometimes issues do leak. So, you know, if it leaked among ourselves, we've got the responsibility to actually deal, say, ourselves as the committee, you know, have failed, you know, in terms of containing issues that we discuss internally. They leaked. So, it's, you know, you can, but other people can say, ah, those people have leaked and, you know, we were not part of it. Well, maybe they're the leakers themselves. So I think based on the fact that things do get into media and so on, I would actually request strongly that let it be just ourselves, not the whole team, not an open committee, you know, set up, you know, in that case. Honorable Chavez?
Chairperson, thank you. No, that is why earlier on I said that this committee has got to trust the subcommittee that it has elected in the first place and mandate it to do the work and then report back to the committee. You can't have, can't select a committee and then turn around and say, but anybody can come in, you know. That's the first thing. The second thing, you know, we have a researcher here, is a portfolio committee researcher, and we must just stick to that. To attach a particular political party to the name of the researcher is uncalled for. And if we need the services of the researcher, as the subcommittee of this committee which is dealing with selection and the selection process, there's nothing wrong calling on to the researcher to come into sit into this into the committee. Already we have said he's got to help us you know, draft the criteria which must guide us in terms of doing this work. Now, if you select a subcommittee, you mandate it and you trust that it will do the task and report back to the committee. That's what we want. Otherwise, we'll drag on and on and on and on.
Okay, I wasn't clear about the issue of the research Honorable Dreyer raised. That my, you know, I thought maybe there's an additional person that Honorable Dreyer is seeing who's not the researcher of the committee. The committee researcher, Honorable Dreyer, is part of us. And, you know, it's just the same as we cannot say the secretary can't be part of the committee, who will be taking minutes and so on. There are some other things that we cannot avoid. You know, and if we are given a researcher, as, you know, the parliament has offered, we never chose. I didn't even have a latitude to choose for myself who must be the researcher. Are you on that, Honorable Dreyer?
Madam Chair, I understand that perfectly. We as a committee, a parliamentary committee researcher, and that person is a non-partisan, doesn't belong or shouldn't display bias towards one or the other party, it works for the committee. But when a person introduces himself as, I'm a researcher for the ANC, I'm an ANC researcher, makes it very clear, it's not a portfolio committee researcher, I'm an ANC researcher. That's how the person introduced himself to me.
Oh, okay. No, we will look into that. If there is an ANC researcher, then we'll actually make exceptions to that. I think quite clearly we'll look into that and make sure that we don't have the ANC researcher. But if it's a committee researcher, then yeah, that is fine. Yes, I will take your point. What is that, Honorable Williams? On what?
Chairperson, I just want to talk about you proposed Friday and splitting the meeting into two, the meeting with the PCTO and this committee meeting. Now, I'm not a member of this committee, so why don't we just split our, we have this committee that's talking about the what we're doing here today, and the remaining members go and talk to the peace eater, so we can run both meetings at the same time, in order to give this committee more time to do the shortlisting. I don't know if other people want to attend. I mean, you've got alternates that can go to talk to the peace eater. I'm not trying to eliminate people from talking to the peace eater, but it would be we need to concentrate on the peace eater as well. We've got, for instance, got many questions for the peace eater. Okay.
Well, I don't know, but we think that we can have a presentation about. I still strongly feel can have that presentation. It's not something. Then they depart, and then the subcommittee goes for its work, except if the members want to remain thereafter. But we can, you know, because that is the only time where we can be able to convene the members with ease. Once it's within the committee time, we can be able to convene them, and we can negotiate with them to take a longer time, you know, in terms of making sure that we spread that. Okay, without dictating, let me hear.
Thank you. I'd just like to take us back a bit to the matter at hand, which is the going through the CVs. Through yourself to the Honourable Member Shweta, I'm happy to provide my list as I found it, the 15. What I'd like to suggest firstly is that Miss January, she just sends me her format that she's been using, and then I'll ensure that the proper detail is in there. And then the additional CVs that I received yesterday, but I'll just go through them again. And then you can email them from there to whoever's necessary for Friday. But
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to indicate as well that when after I have received this, because the Honourable Dre was speaking about this one, after I received it, I have gone through it, and of course I did shortlist most. And what I did, I only added on this one because I was really in agreement with it. I only added the additional ones, the ones that I was working on this morning. So I do have additional names on this, which I believe that now, to me, it's complete as it is. And it's these names, including the ones, you know, from the new ones, there wasn't quite a lot to pick up on. I only got two names. So it means, you know, I was even debating to myself whether we need to, you know, when we talk of geographical spread, you know, out again, this one or that one. So that's what I said, but then it increased the list. But we do, I still think this list is relevant together with the one that is there, with the addition that all of us will do if we want to do that. Honorable Tam?
Chair, I want to raise something. But whoever shortlisted this, it is same as Mrs. Odendal has shortlisted.
Oh, is that so?
and Mrs. Odendal, Honourable Odendal, I've asked her if she has finished. She said no. So we cannot say we are going to do away with this, because some of these, once we start having mistrust, we're going to have a problem. What we can do is to say, because I have some of the names, because I also went through this shortlisting. I have some of the names. I'm going to add from this list the names that I have. So same as Honorable Odendal, that she haven't finished shortlisting, which means she is also, she might find one or two from those CVs and add to these names. So let us allow each other to come up with the names that we would want to look at, all of us. Mm-hmm. Because this list is not saying we are taking these people. This list is leading us to look at these CVs. So which means that once we have your list, Honorable Odendal, once you finish your list, you email that list to all of us. So that when we do the shortlisting, we look at all the names that we, as individuals, shortlisted and come up with the number that we want. Thank you.
Members, I think we're rounding it up, except maybe there's one loose end of, do we want to have a committee meeting? Should we postpone the PCTA, or can we just agree that we'll have a 50% presentation and 50%
of you know, well, let's just wrap that and find out and then move forward.
Yeah, just on that, Chairperson, I want to firmly propose that we have the peace sitter and later the subcommittee seats. Otherwise, separating it will compromise the chairperson, and that would not be correct.
Okay, so then when we agreed on that, I'm not sure Andre remembers there's any other matter that you want to raise. You know, our process is now clearer. We know what you want to do, and we do agree on areas that you need to do. If there is any additional anything, honorable members will show by raise of hand. Otherwise, honorable members, this was a constructive meeting, which takes us forward, and we really appreciate what we'll do. We'll speculate proposed dates. And honorable members may comment if the dates are fine. We'll come back on the first sitting, either adopt or not adopt or amend. So we will sit down when with the secretary, look into the calendar and propose the dates, circulate them for comments. Thank you. So yes, but the next meeting will be on Friday the 10th. Yes, the 10th. I know we have a Thursday as well, but it's too short.
Thank you.
Remember. There's a note here. There's a note that just requests us when we do the shortlist that we state the serial number of the CV as well. For instance, if it was 150, you write 150. If it was 42, according to this list, they say it makes it easy when they want to get the CV. Okay, thank you.
Can we also get the commissioner that we have presently? So that, yes. Yeah, to all of us. Okay.